episode 890, Not for the Faint of Heart.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is a beautiful day. It is Sweet Spirit Sunday. And yes, that means it is reflection. It is your time to peel back and look internally. Where are you going in your journey? What can you do differently? Today, it's not for the faint of heart. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Being a parent is not for the faint of heart, and especially being a dad. Happy Father's Day. Yes, we are celebrating Father's Day, and I hope that means that you are having some time either with your children's dad or with your own dad, maybe a combination thereof. Maybe you have mentors in your life that kind of fill that spot of who you call dad. I know I kind of unofficially adopted them. Every single time we moved, there would be someone. And I can remember Grandpa Lawrence off in good old Monon. And there was just something about him. And he wasn't officially our grandpa by any means, but we fell in love with this little town. I probably lived there for a total of all the times we had moved and come and gone, oh, probably maybe 4 years, I think, give or take a few, maybe a little bit longer than that. Maybe it's been more like 5 years, maybe 6 years. Okay, so maybe I need to go back to the calendar and look exactly. But we moved away, came back, moved away, came back. It was one of those things where you kind of wonder, how many years did you spend? And you start thinking about it, then you forget. Well, Grandpa was one of those men that just kind of was like, yeah, since I couldn't have my biological grandpa right next door, I had Grandpa Lawrence. Happy Father's Day to all of those amazing men in your life. And we don't take time enough to say thank you. And so on this day of reflection, I want you to think deeper about the dads and the fathers in your life. Some of you may have had your dad pass away way too early. I did, unfortunately. Maybe some may not even know your father. Maybe you're adopted and you have no idea who your dad is. Or maybe you were raised by a single mom and you just never had that connection. For whatever reason, that has remained a closed door for you. Some may wish you would have never had a dad because the father you have, you wish you could give away. Wherever you are in your thoughts right now, I want you to get uncomfortable because this is not for the faint of heart. And I must admit, I've already done this. So this little chat with you today is something that I've already experienced. The question is this: if you had one more call, what would you say? What would you say to your father? What would you say to your dad? What would you say to your mentor dad? Whatever you call him. Like for me, it was Grandpa Lawrence. What would you say? What would you tell them? Well, I want to share with you my thoughts. And as you know, I was very close to my father. He died too early. He was 65 years old when he passed away. And it was totally a tragic, unexpected event. He was actually driving. And when he was driving at one point, we don't know exactly at what point it happened, but he had a massive heart attack and he was killed. He was by himself in his truck and riding side saddle with him was his dog Casey. And his dog Casey made it through all right. And he's still with my mom today. I kind of think of Casey as like a little angel, a piece of my dad. But it's very tough when you lose someone. So maybe today you're experiencing a few tears, a little bit of sorrow, maybe a little bit of pain or hurt. Today I want to hopefully bring you some comfort in that pain and in that hurt. Because I know for me, going through this little exercise, if you want to call it that. I don't really want to call it that. It's more of a reflection exercise. But it's just a moment where you can stop long enough, stop the noise, stop the chaos, let your excuses go, and reflect on something that's very, very important. What gave you and brought you life? And maybe if you didn't know your dad or have never known your dad, or maybe you don't want to know your dad, you can still walk through this reflection. So don't hang up yet. I want you to hear the episode out completely. Because I promise you, God has something in store for you today. That's why you're here. So the question I asked is, if you had one more call, what would you say? I wrote mine down after I had thought about it and went through this whole quote-unquote exercise, which I really don't like to call it that, as you already know, but we'll call it that for now. And I would like to encourage you to really calm yourself when you go through this. If you're angry, don't do this exercise right now, because that's not going to help you. But I want you to use this as a time of reflection, because that pain, that hurt you may be feeling, you may be able to bring about healing, the first step in it. Maybe you are still grieving the loss of your father. Maybe there's some emptiness in your life regarding your dad, and there's a void there. For whatever reason that is, there's a void. I want you to use this time as just a way to express yourself. Because we need to get out whatever might be trapped in. Because sometimes we don't understand that what we're holding inside may be affecting our earthly relationships right now, the ones that we tangibly can hold and squeeze and hug and love, our children, our spouses, our parents who are still alive, our family, our deep friends, and even a stranger. Even how we interact with our job and our coworkers. So what would you say with one more call? Well, I would first tell my dad, I love you. I love you, Dad. I love you so much. I'd also add on there, I miss you. Your grandchildren miss you. We talk about you often, because we do. We love how you brought laughter in the household. We also loved your sternness. We love you, Dad, for who you are. And then I would share my gratitude for all he sacrificed and all he gave me. You see, my dad was a military man, and he sacrificed himself for 2 tours at Vietnam, and also for a tour at the Gulf War. He also sacrificed when he went overseas for unaccompanied tours, whether it was for just a month or two or whether it was for 6 months or longer. That's a sacrifice that he made for us, for the freedoms that I was able to enjoy, for the tangible items that he gave, because for his service, yes, it was a paycheck. There was also sacrifice in the hours of counseling and listening and talking to people. His outstretched hand, wanting to help others. His quick run to the convenience store to grab a gallon of milk, and he comes home with 3 or 4 other items and was gone 2 hours for just that 1 gallon. I would tell him thank you. Thank you for the encouragement. Thank you for being my biggest cheerleader. Even when I fell down, he would sternly say, get back up. You can do it, and you'll do it better the next time. There's something about that. To this day, I still hear his voice. Sometimes makes me mad, and sometimes it brings me tears. This is not for the faint of heart. I'd also tell him thank you. Thank you for pushing me to take life to the extremes, not just to settle. It wasn't about settling. It wasn't about just good enough. It could always be better. There's always room for improvement. I could always take it to the next level. And also, thank you for helping me reach for the stars. It wasn't little dreams. It was huge dreams. What little girl dreams of going and being an ice skater in the Olympics? Not very many. Yes, some do. But that was kind of really reaching for the stars. I was headed that way, but it turned a different story. I would tell him thank you for pushing me. I would also thank him for the greatest gift he gave me, which was introducing me to Jesus Christ, my Savior. That was the greatest gift he could ever give me. And I know growing up, we don't think about these things, do we? We think about, I can remember one Christmas, I wanted this leather jacket. Leather was kind of in. And my dad at the time, he was a civilian pastor. We lived in our lake home, just a very small, it was only a two-bedroom house. And we kind of makeshifted it into a three-bedroom house. Or no, wait, I take that back. It was a three-bedroom house that we tried to makeshift into a four-bedroom house. My dad built this cool, I don't even remember. It was like a space bed. And it was just through this walkway. It was for my brother. And it was awesome. It was thin enough. And we got this special foam that we had to put in there for his actual bed because a typical mattress, it was smaller than a twin, but longer. It was awesome. And then you could get underneath it and you could play. Well, for me, it was that leather jacket that was kind of in vogue then. And it had fringe. In fact, I think to this day, that's the one outfit I kept. I didn't keep really a lot of things from my childhood. Moving around a lot, I had to get rid of things. I just couldn't store it. All of my awards and things that I've gotten, I got rid of all my trophies. I have pictures, but that's all. But I did keep that leather jacket and that little matching skirt that went with it. I don't know what it was, but it was something. And my dad, I know it didn't come cheap, and he had to work really hard to make sure that he could give it to me and have it under the Christmas tree. You see, I can remember those gifts, but the greatest gift he ever gave me was introducing me to Jesus Christ. Because that's an eternal gift that can never be taken away. Also along those lines of a gift, he tried to see me through the eyes of Christ. I'm not perfect and neither was he, but seeing your daughter through Christ's eyes is an incredible heavenly gift given here on earth. He tried to see the beauty in things. I think that's why he wanted to push me more, because he was like, you were made for something bigger. Don't settle, sweetheart. Reach for the stars. Go as far as the stars will take you, because God's on your side. What an incredible gift to have. That's what I would tell my dad as I would hang up. I would say, I love you, Dad. I hate that you had to go so soon, but I know God needed you more. And so now, as you work the streets of heaven for us here on earth, I thank you. Now, I promised myself I wasn't going to cry during this whole episode, but this is me being real. Maybe you have tears of joy. Maybe you have tears of sorrow when it comes to your dad. But I want to give you some hope. Because regardless of your earthly father, you have a heavenly father who loves you so much. He cherishes you. He puts you above anything else here on earth. He wants to see you do great things. He cares about every single little thing that you do, even when you have a bad hair day, even when the coffee maker breaks or the air conditioner doesn't work. He cares about all the little things. He cares about what car you need to buy, a new home that you're looking for, a new job, a new opportunity, a new best friend. You are loved by the most amazing Heavenly Father that there is. So regardless of how you are looking at Father's Day today, if you're carrying yourself through some pain and sorrow, if you've been stung a little bit too much, and it's hard to get over that, maybe there's a void in your heart. Maybe you didn't really get the love that you wanted. I want you to know right now that Jesus loves you right where you're at. You don't have to go out and prove anything. That should make today an amazing Father's Day. So when you think about saying Happy Father's Day, if your father is still living, I would encourage you to find a way to say it. Because you don't know when you'll ever get that last call. You see, I never got that last call from my dad. But I did get a text from him that we shared just a few days before. And there, yes, I told him that I loved him. And I thanked him for being such an amazing dad and a great papa. It was just after Valentine's Day. And he had sent the kids a Valentine's Day gift. He loved doing that. He would actually go shopping. He was the hospital chaplain. And he would always go to the gift shop. And the gift shop workers there knew, oh, Chaplain Cook, it's time, isn't it? What can we help pick out for your grandkids? And he would box each of them up and write the sweetest love letter. That love letter is for you today, but it's not from your dad, it's from your Heavenly Father, who says that I love you and that I'm here for you. And no matter what you're struggling in, you don't have to go it alone. Let him hold you tight today. Let him take away your pain. This can be a happy Father's Day. I got to tell you, mine are tears of joy. Yes, I miss my dad a lot. But I know he's right where God wants him. I may not understand that, but I have to trust that that's what God knows best. He's got it all in control. I don't. Relinquish your control today. Let go of your pain. Release it. Leave it at God's feet. Let him take it. And you know what? If you are crying like I am and tears are flowing, let him flow. Because it might be just what you need for the cleansing of your soul, the renewing of your mind and your body and your spirit to take that next step, whatever that is. So during these next few minutes, just pause long enough. Be grateful. Allow God to minister to you. Listen to him. Hear what he has to say. And yes, this is not for the faint of heart. I promise you, you will grow stronger. Because with God on your side, nothing is impossible. So go out today. If you do have your dad that is still with you and you have a great relationship, or maybe it's a not so great relationship, find a way to reach out. Maybe it's reaching out and just writing a letter. Maybe it's sending a text. Maybe it's actually picking up the phone and saying, I just got this one more call. Dad, I love you. Happy Father's Day to all of our fathers out there. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.